The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
You fooled me this morning, Jake. You yep. fooled me.
Well, I can't not have the Jaws. That's got to start every show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Listeners, if you love it, give us a text, 850-437-1620. Yeah. Maybe we got your song on there. That was awesome.
We got so many suggestions. I've got two other edits that okay. I can do of the other songs blended together. So we'll debut those as we go.
Let's mix them up. Yeah. Let's wing it. Let's just make things happen.
I think it should start with Jaws and end with Buy Me a Boat every time. And
no
then the
doubt.
Middle, the middle gets switched up.
No doubt. Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that very much. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call or text in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. Check them out at keymarinecenter.com. Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And you can also check them out on Facebook. A lot of times people are wondering about Mercruiser product because, and stern drives in general, it's hard to get them worked on nowadays. You're seeing so many more outboards in our area. So Key Marine does specialize in that. So if you have a Mercruiser product, you need some repairs, maybe you just need some parts, maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can go out to Key Marine and do that. Give them a call out there, and they will be more than happy to help you out. 850-492-0487. I do want to give a quick tip today. Since we have this weather that came in, I highly suggest you get out there and check your boat. You want to make sure if it's in the water, make sure it's still securely tied up. Make sure that you didn't take on any water. Make sure your bilge pumps are working. If it's in, you know, make all that stuff. You want to make sure all that stuff's working. If it's on the trailer, sitting in a storage facility or in your driveway, get out there and look your boat over. I know that's probably the last thing a lot of people think about, you know, when we got bad weather coming in, but it could save you some time and money if you go out there and just check it. Even if your boat plugs out, you might want to get down there and make sure that the bilge is clear because all the leaves and stuff blowing around, they get in your boat. Plug up your drain plug, and the next thing you know, you got a boat full of water, and that could be, it could do a lot of damage. Oh, yeah. So get out there, check your boat, make sure that the bow's up, plugs out, it's draining. Make sure if it's in the water, it's tied in real well, and it isn't going anywhere. So, you know, it's just a good idea to do that. So
kind of angle it up and let it drain
bow
out.
Bow up.
Let that plug out.
Make sure it drains. And if it's in the water, of course, you want to make sure all the bilge pumps and stuff are working. Even if it's on the trailer, you know, if you have an auto bilge pump, you want to make sure that's working in case something does happen, you know.
Okay.
It's always a good idea to check that stuff.
Yes.
Next week, we're going to talk about water separators and battery switches. So we're going to talk about that next week. But this week, I am so happy to have my student in here with me. We have Amelia Smith, who is in my class, and you are joining us today. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Doing great. I love to hear that. You know, one of the things that I love and like about you is when you walk into my classroom every day, you give me a smile, you ask me how I'm doing, and that is the big part of when she walks in. If she doesn't do that, I'm like, what's going on, you know? But she does it almost every single day that you come to class. And I appreciate that because, you know, that sets the tone.
Yep.
It sets the tone of how the day is going to go. And if you have a student or somebody walks in, it's not, you know, they're maybe grumpy. Maybe I'm grumpy, you know?
Yeah.
She takes the grumpiness out of me sometimes when she comes in there and does that, you know? It's good to have that. And I've come to expect that from her when she walks in, and it's just a good way to start the day.
No pressure, Amelia. No pressure at
no
all.
No pressure at all. So ask our listeners how they're doing today.
How's everybody doing today?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So we were hoping you're doing well. Hope you don't have any damage from the storm. Hope your boat and everything is good. So, Amelia, you know, I have some questions, but we're just going to wing this a little bit, and we'll chat. And because it's a good opportunity for people who are listening that maybe have somebody that's interested in class, maybe they're kind of scared to come to class, maybe they don't know what to expect. That's why I like having students come on here every once in a while and talk about that. So the first question I have is, how did you become interested in the Marine service industry?
So pretty much through the class. I just came to class, found out I loved it, and watching YouTube videos, seeing people take apart motors and all that, and it was from there. I just loved it.
So you were just out there thinking, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to a class, and you decided to come to my class.
Yep, pretty much.
And then you got interested in the marine industry more after you came to class?
Yes.
Okay, wow. That's interesting, and that's cool. That happens, right? Mm-hmm. So that's pretty neat. So I do want to talk about your path to get to where you are, because a lot of people are on a path that you came up sometimes, and sometimes they get discouraged.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about how you – your path from, let's say, from school, okay, from your high school or where you were in school, because you went a different path.
Yep.
And that path was, and talk about that.
I went to George Stone, got my GED because I moved here and my credits weren't enough, and I would have been in school for way too long on my senior year, so I said, I'll just get my GED.
Okay.
And got that. Counselor was like, you want to try a class here? And I was like, yeah. Show me your class. And I was like, that's the one.
And you work with a lady at school, and what's her name?
Miss Ferguson.
Miss Ferguson. She changed her name on us. She got married. Oh. So it used to be Henderson. Now it's Ferguson. Okay. So we talk about that. And she is in charge of the
WIOA program.
WIOA program. You were a part of that also.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit. I know it's not on our notes, but let's talk about it.
So they'll help you out with any financial issues you have, transportation issues you have. They'll help you stay on track in school. They'll help you get a job if you need it. Just help. They just help.
Wow. And you did get a job, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So you worked at a local marina.
Yep.
Dealership, yep. Right? And you were coming to class at the time too, correct?
Yep, same
right?
time.
So at that first time. So you had a couple trips. This is your second trip through my class.
Yes.
And, you know, it's nothing's wrong with that. We talk about that, you know, mm-hmm. on the show a lot. And when students come into classes, sometimes it's not the right fit. Sometimes it's not the right time, right? And when you came to the class the first time, it was not the right time, right? It just something was, there were things, and you don't have to get deep in nothing, but stuff was going on, right?
Yeah, just things going on, and I just couldn't do with the stress of class and the stress of outside stuff, so I had to just give it up.
Had to step back a little bit. You didn't give it up.
No.
You didn't quit.
No.
I got a phone call one day, and she says, can I come back to your class? And I was like, I was excited about it. I said, yes, you can come back to class, right?
Yeah.
But we had a conversation.
Yes.
And we talked about it and in the way it should look, you know, mm-hmm. when she comes back, and trying to make sure that she's ready again and she's ready to come back. And we had a conversation and you listened and I listened and we made it work out, right?
Yep.
And yeah, and she's doing a great job in my class.
Yeah.
So she don't yak around much, I'll tell you what.
No.
Now, you know I was going to throw that in there, right?
Yes.
Amelia's the one that's working on our kayak. Yeah. We're going to talk about that a little bit, too.
Rig my yak, please.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
But you, Amelia, you help the whole process. You help every other student in there because you get Mr. Schmidt, jazzed up and ready to go for the day every day. So thank you for what you do on that. I'm sure that
she does.
Yeah.
She, yep. And the other students should thank her for that.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes we do get a student in there with a grumpy face, right?
Yes.
And it sets the tone sometimes, doesn't it?
It does. The whole class will be grumpy.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how that works.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit, how your interaction is with other students and things like that. And also, let's throw that number out because somebody might have a question.
Yes.
850-437-1620. Mm-hmm. Call or text if you have a question for myself or Amelia. So let's talk about the day at George Stone and how it works for you or the week and a little bit about that.
So I started off greeting Mr. Schmidt every day, making sure he's in a good mood because he's the main one who needs to be in a good mood.
Right.
And then if I see a student who's kind of down or something, I'll talk to them, and I try to do the same thing that I do for Schmidt. I'd rather everybody be happy, and let's not have a grumpy day.
Yeah. You get along with everybody.
Yep.
Most of the time, right?
Yep.
There are times we're there a long day. We're 6.25 hours a day, right?
Yes.
Mm. Would you consider us a small family? Would you consider us? Well, how would you look at that as a whole and as the class is concerned?
I think we're a family because we spend almost more time in class than we do at home most of the time.
Okay.
So we're like a family. We all take care of each other. We all have love for each other. We all make sure everybody's good, help each other when we can.
Yeah, and I think that's true. And of course, they have their conversations and stuff, and sometimes I hear it, and all that stuff. And one thing I said to you the other day, you came in and you were showing me pictures of fish and stuff. Talk about that.
So we do a lot of fishing together as a class, so we'll all go out and fish. And I'm not from Florida, so I've been catching a lot of first fish. And every time I come to class, I have to show Mr. Schmidt what I caught over the weekend or something.
I think it's pretty cool that they go out, it's before school sometimes.
Yep.
I don't have that kind of energy, I'm telling you. Right. But they go out before school and they go fishing, right? And then on the weekends, right?
Yep.
And you're learning how to fish from other students who are avid fishermen.
Yes.
And that's pretty neat. Not only is she learning about boats and motors and things like that, she's learning how to fish as well. And you'll be able to feed yourself for a lifetime if you learn how to fish.
Yes.
So that's a good thing, too. So financially, she can take care of herself and also learn how to fish and be able to eat fish and take care of herself. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So we got a call.
Teach somebody to fish and they can eat for a lifetime.
Yeah.
We have an anonymous texter here. Amelia, congrats on doing what you love. How is it being a female in what seems to be a male-dominated industry? Do you see that as a hurdle or a challenge to success, or is it even a factor at all?
I think it kind of just pushes me harder, to be honest, because I don't know. I just see myself as one of them. We're all Marine techs at the end of the day. It doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy. And I can fit in a bilge when they can't, so.
There you go.
So advantage.
She's right
advantage
about that.
Amelia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate that question. Yep. That was a great question.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we set the tone, though, right? You feel welcome. Did you, the first day when you come into class, if you think about that day, did you feel welcome coming into class?
I felt welcome, and if anything, people are pretty impressed that I would want to pursue a path like this. So
okay.
I get kudos. I've never felt different than them. They're just like, wow, you're a girl. That's bad.
Yeah,
that's so
there you
cool.
Go.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah. So the sky's the limit for you.
Yep.
Right? And we think about your career path, and I know you're starting to think about it too.
Yes.
One thing that you're trying to do is get tools, right? You're working toward getting tools because she's not working right now, so she's paying for school and going, trying to buy tools too, and you have to have tools to go to work. So we're trying to work out some things there, and you're working a little bit too, some.
Yep.
Part-time, kind of here and there, and all your money's going to tools, right?
Yes.
So she's trying to get tools. So if we got any rich listeners out there who want to supply tools.
Exactly. We need to set up a GoFundMe for the tools.
You know me. I will ask, right? Yep. I will always ask. If you got a boat, too, you want to donate to the class, that's really nice. I'll do that, too.
Exactly. So,
maybe you won't want to go fishing on, right?
Amelia? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, so we're working on tools right now, and she's trying to get that going. And I have no doubt that when you go into the industry and you could do anything that the dealerships have for you, and turning wrenches, you can work in the parts department, you can work in the service department, you can be anything you want to do, the sky's the limit. But what path do you really want to be on? Where do you see yourself? And let's say, just to shoot this out there, 5 years from now, what do you think is going to happen?
I hope to have my master tech by then and be working on boats.
Okay.
So be the shop boss, whether that be just a foreman in a little shop or a big dealership. I just want to work on the boats. That's
okay.
Pretty much it.
You want to turn the wrenches?
Yes.
Okay. You methodically go through troubleshooting procedures.
Yeah.
She does. When she troubleshoots, she does it step by step. What do I always say in the classroom about service manuals?
Like read them?
Read them, right? How hard a time do I have getting people to read service manuals?
Very hard time.
I have a hard time with that, don't
I? Yes.
You read service manuals, don't you?
Yes, you have to.
You have to. And you have to do it step by step. And you read over it again several times, right?
Yes.
And on her desk, you walk in there, she has a notebook, and she has service manuals piled up, and she studies. And that makes her that much better than the next person. You know,
we got a lot of comments about a shop boss.
Okay.
So now, Amelia, you are, according to our listeners, you are now officially shop boss.
You're shop boss.
I'm shop boss.
They want to know what is the biggest fish that you've caught so far with these pro fishermen that you go out with?
Bro, Probably, I'm not sure how long the gar was, but it was a big spotted gar. It was huge.
Nice.
It was probably like 3 feet.
Three feet long.
Very nice. Pretty big. Very nice.
Did it put up a good fight?
Yes.
Did you do it by yourself?
Yes.
She did it by herself.
I did it by myself.
Shop boss, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, so dang.
Now you're going to have to get some jewelry and some shirts made up now. Hats. Yeah. Shop boss.
Shop boss. Mm-hmm. We do have a shop boss position, and apparently she got bumped up shop boss, and I wasn't aware of that. But, you know, I kind of let the class run itself, too, in certain aspects, right?
Yeah.
I tell you guys it's your shop, right?
Yeah.
And let you do what you need to do to move boats or clean up and all that stuff. And we have a clean shop, don't we?
Yep.
We try to – we want that shop to be clean.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes.
And I think that's good that we keep our shop clean and our tools and stuff organized, so – so let me ask you, what led you to Georgetown Tech itself? I guess it was the GED, and you looked that up and you found out you could do GED at Georgetown?
No, my mom has a friend that she works with, and her son was going there for welding, and she was asking her about it, and she was like, yeah, they do have a GED program, by the way, and I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, it's one of the better schools around. So.
Okay, and your experience with the GED program was really good.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't know that we have a GED program and programs like this out there. It's a big deal. And people that are maybe off the path, maybe they have the same story as you have. They moved from another school. They didn't have enough time to get the credits. Or maybe they just don't like school.
Yeah.
That happens.
That does happen.
And maybe they're older.
Yep.
Older, younger, it don't matter, right? You should get your GED if you don't have it, right?
Yes. There was a lot of variety in that class with me.
Okay. So. There was different ages and everything?
Yes.
That's good. When I see people walk down around and I ask them what class they're in, they say GED class, I always say, good job. Stick it out. Make it happen.
Yep.
Right?
That's
it's good. A big deal, isn't it?
It's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. So if you're out there and you're listening, if you're, you know, 18, 19, up to 50, 60, and you get your GED, right? You should do that.
You should.
Yep. And it's going to open doors that you never seen open before.
Yep.
I think that's very important. So When you come into classroom, the typical day is what? Give me a typical day walking in.
So we walk in, 2:15, shop boss calls class time. Schmidt will stand up. We kind of just have a little debriefing of what everybody's doing for the day, if anything special or crazy is happening, boats need to be moved, all that stuff. And then we say, go to work. You go to work. We get our breaks. You take your break. You go back to work. Get our lunch. You go back to work. Then that's it.
Seems like we work a lot.
We do work a lot.
That's good.
That's a great thing.
So talk about the yak just for a minute. Okay, she's working on the kayak, okay? And right. And the trend was when we got on it. Here, this is my point of view, okay? Excitement, excitement, excitement. And then as I see that it kind of drags out, what happens? Go ahead.
So it's kind of mind-numbing working on a kayak for like 3 weeks. But I'm still enjoying it, but I'm starting to get, not burnt out, but just like, ugh, I just want this thing out of our shop. I want it to be done. But I'm loving it.
Yeah, and I think that happens to a lot of people when they're working on larger projects. If you're working on, you get to a point of, and this is what I'm saying when you're out in the field working on larger, some people just don't like that. They want to get the job in, get it done, and get it gone.
Yep.
And I can understand how you're feeling about that, right? So, and I see it, you know.
Yeah.
And I walked over, hey, you want me to pull you off of there? And you're like, no, I'm going to finish it. And it's looking really good. And she's right there getting ready to wrap it up. And the customer's changed a few things here and there.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you know, drew it out a little bit. We kind of waited on some things. And so it's working out. But you would say if you're working out in the field, you'd rather have a fast job like a service, or would you rather have something long?
Not at all. I would rather leave the services to all the guys who want to be done with jobs, in and out, and I'd rather work on the stuff that's actually going to work my brain.
Okay.
Like troubleshooting things or like just long projects. I would rather be that.
Okay. So you feel like troubleshooting it might be your thing that you want to do.
I have more fun troubleshooting than I do doing 100 hours or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. So. It keeps your brain going.
Yes.
Yep. I've told a million. She's smart. She has her head on her shoulder. She like I said, she reads, which helps a lot. Did you like to read anyway? Is that something that you like to do as a hobby or?
I've always loved to read.
Okay, so you like to read.
Yes.
So that helps.
Yeah.
So you don't mind reading the service manual, opening it up and kind of reading through it.
Nope. I think it's really interesting.
So a shop boss, are you going to make the students read the service manuals more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're in for it. They're in for it.
Honorary shop boss.
Yep, they are in for it. So as you go down the road here and you start thinking, you run into somebody that is interested in GED or even, you know, Marine Service Technology class, how would you encourage them to come into my class or get a GED? What would you do?
Honestly, the GED, I just tell them, you know, you need to go for it. That's very important. If that's what you want and you want something better for yourself, go for it. In our class, I'd probably just show them the videos of us running the dyno or something. That work. That would work.
Okay. Running a dyno.
Yes.
And the dyno is something we use to run an engine wide open throttle, right?
Yep.
It puts a load on it.
Yep.
And we do that quite often.
They're extremely cool.
We had some fire in the shop the other day.
Yeah, I'd show that video too.
Yeah, she's got a good video of some fire.
Yeah.
You know, tell them about that.
We have this Mercruiser, and we had the manifolds off of it, and he was putting it at full throttle, and it was just backfiring, flame shooting out. It was really cool, and everybody's like, one more time, and he just did it one more time for everybody. That was pretty cool.
They don't know what to think of me half the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to have fun. You got another text?
Well, yeah, somebody wanted to know what work was being done on the kayak. Are you putting a motor in it, or is this just electrical?
It's all electrical, pretty much.
Yeah. GPS, things like that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead and give a quick list. We got a little bit of time, so yeah, tell them what you're doing to it.
So we got some running lights, some accessory lights, switch, new batteries, a Garmin, new transducer, iPilot, and a little bit of work on the trailer motor.
Yep.
We got another text in here. This must be the shop boss, like the reigning shop boss, because he said, "Don't let Mr. Schmidt take my position, LOL." Sorry about that. People liked it when you said shop boss. They're like, "Oh, that's a good title, yeah. Shop boss."
Shop boss. Sometimes it can be.
And somebody just texted in, ask Mr. Schmidt if he needs a good boat parts man at Key Marine. He has 35 years of aircraft parts experience, but he wants to learn with the master.
You know, coming through the class, you can learn parts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. And they're always looking for parts help at Key Marine at different locations. Mm-hmm. That's a great opportunity.
Yes.
So, yeah, and we do teach that in our class.
Yes. All right. Yeah, people are interested in this kayak deal. So, okay. Are there any motorized kayaks out there? Is that a thing, or does that kind of defeat the purpose?
Yeah, you can buy, it's called a kicker motor, and you can put it on the back of your kayak. I think the customer said the one he wanted was like 40 horsepower or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how big they get, but yes, you can buy a gas engine.
It's kind of like an electric bicycle. You know, it's like you can pedal, you can do it yourself, but you know, every once in a while you need a little help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Horsepower.
That's great questions. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for your text today. 437-1620.
You know, I got the old fashioned kayak where you with the paddles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So, but you work on other stuff too. You troubleshoot ignition systems. You actually help other students.
Yes.
They help you.
Yep.
So that's all a good thing too. So
it's a great way to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. The willingness to learn.
That's all you need.
And it's on you. That's a good point. It's on the student. The willingness to learn and to be able to do the work. And I think that's what you do. You get in there and do the work. This show is already gone.
It really is.
We didn't cover everything, but, you know, we're good. We'll have you on again as you get ready to graduate and get a job. Remember, she's looking for tools.
Yes.
I'm not afraid to ask, you know.
Hey.
But, hey, why not help somebody that's trying to help themselves? You never know.
Exactly.
I didn't go on a show to say that today, but now I'm thinking about it. You never know, right? Hey, thank y'all for listening, and we appreciate the text today. And, Amelia, thank you so much for being on the show. And go out there and check out Key Marine. And they will help you out on your boat repairs and maintenance. So, man, what a show today. Thank you.
That was great. All right. We will be right back with more after this.